We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
There's word today that the median rate on new leases in Manhattan on apartments slipped just a bit in August from July. The hot rental market ended its six-month streak of record-setting prices in August. The new leases were signed at a median of $4,100 a month, down a mere $50 from July's all-time high. We're now joined live here on Newsline by Kian Sanai. He's a real estate agent with Douglas Elliman. Kian, Bud Mishkin here at 1010 Wins. Thank you for joining us. What do you make of these numbers that have been released today?
I like the way you said that, a mere $50. That was very good.
I think that's an old technical term, mere. Yeah.
It's just funny because the people, the rents are going down, and then you see that it's down $50, right? So sort of like the inflation report, it's never, oh, it's down 1%. So I think the summer season is always very strong. You have graduates, you have new hires, et cetera, and it always tapers off in the fall. But you also, I believe we've also hit a bit of an inflection point where things just got too expensive because the cost of living outside of rent has skyrocketed.
Is there some notion, obviously we're in a whole new world because of the pandemic, but during the pandemic, when you saw all these deals being given for people in their apartments, did you have some notion that what transpired in the last 6 months would happen, or did what happened in the last 6 months surprise you?
Well, as they say, if it bleeds, it leads. So everybody was publishing articles saying New York is over, Manhattan is over, it'll never come back. And you were seeing things at the American Copper Building, which is an ultra luxury rental building, where I think it was 6 months free on 14 months, which is like they were almost paying you to live there. And nobody, I don't think anyone would see it recover so quickly the way it recovered. And you know, as you saw, the Miller Report says that it'll plateau. But it's normal for there to be, it's a double-edged sword, because do prices go down a little bit in the fall and winter? Absolutely. Now, on the other hand, the inventory also goes down a ton.
So for people who've been here a long time, like me, the notion that apartments are expensive to rent in Manhattan and other parts of the five boroughs is not exactly a new story. And people come here and they live in other neighborhoods that are not so expensive, or they live, you know, four in an apartment. Is there something different about the reality right now that is new to New York that hasn't been the case for 10, 20, 30, 40 years?
Now, it's always been expensive to live in Manhattan. And Manhattan's in a bit of a bubble. But as you mentioned, the COVID deals this summer, a lot of those were expiring. And we saw a luxury doorman, one bedroom in Midtown, where somebody's net effective rent with their 3 months was coming out to about $3,000. And that same apartment is now going for $4,600. So those people, that's $1,600 a month. So those people were pushed out and moved out. Does Manhattan continue to remain very expensive? Absolutely. Are we going to see things start to go down from where they were? Sure. What goes up must come down. But as you kicked off this conversation, it was a mere $50. I don't think anybody who was in the market for a rental said, oh, it went down from $4,100 to $4,050. Now I can afford it.
I believe we have our word of the day. The word of the day is mere.
Well, I love that. So the headline is, oh, the prices are down. And then you look at the fact that it was $50 and you think,
You'll buy a couple of sandwiches.
Yeah, I think maybe half a sandwich at this
point. There you go.
I think at Katz's, you're spending at least $40. So. Yeah.
Kian Sanai is a real estate agent with Douglas Elliman. Kian, thank you for your time today.
No problem. Take care. Have a good weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.